Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us today. I am broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, studios of KWRD. K-word. Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful to be here. And it's a nice day in Dallas. Hope it's nice wherever you are. Nice, not mean. Joining me today is, we've got a couple of really great folks here. Jill's going to be with us, Dr. Jill Hubbard. But I'm really excited to be here with Becky Brown. Becky,
hello.
Hi, Becky. Becky is, she handles all of the counselors in our network. She works with our workshop. She makes sure that they happen and that people get transformed. That's what they're all about. So, Becky, great to be with you. She is also an author. Becky, when does your book come out? When is it?
I think it's in the third round in August.
In August. Yeah. And so we'll get to hear all about that later. And then we're going to be talking with Kim Dixon. Kim, if there was an MVP of New Life, it'd be Kim. She handles all of our operations here in Dallas, our warehouse, our staff, our call center, everything it's just amazing all that she does. And it's great to have you, Kim. Glad to see you here. We're going to be talking with her about some testimonies and giving and all of that. And I'm just glad you're with us today. If you want to join us on radio, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And this is going to be a great day. And we really want to help you today. And as most of you know, this is our fundraising time, our year-end fundraising campaign. And in November, we were fortunate enough to meet the goal of $500,000, and then that triples in December to $1.5 million. And people are supporting us, and we're grateful, and we want you to be part of this. And what are you part of? You're part of people that went to Thanksgiving and sat down with mom and dad and had a real-life Thanksgiving dinner together. Not, okay, the kids will be with you up until 11, then they'll go with us, and because they came to one of our workshops and something happened. Transformation occurred and that family stayed together. And it is fascinating. Kim, you and Becky both, you've been to the workshops. You've seen the transformation. It really is phenomenal.
Yes.
But what do you think is one of the reasons that it is so powerful? Kim, what do you think? You're always there in the back. You have probably been through more workshops than anybody in the history of the world. What do you think it is?
Well, I think a big part of it is people come and they spend focused, concentrated time on what's going on in their life. They're not being distracted by kids and family.
Yeah.
They're not going to a counseling session for 50 minutes and then not going back for a couple of weeks and having to kind of pick up where they left off. They're
right.
Just, it really springboards you into what counseling can do for you in the long term. So you're there, you're just going back to back to back between listening to your great content and then getting and diving in deeper in those breakout sessions with those counselors and really getting down to some of those underlying issues that have been plaguing you all your life.
One of the best testimonies I heard from E&B, Friday night
Every
was the
bad.
Worst night sleep that he'd ever had.
Oh, there you are.
Saturday was the best ever. And just 24 hours, what a shift of change of thinking.
Well, when you support us, people that can't afford to transform their life, they can't afford to go to something where there's counseling, you're doing the work, you're hearing folks, you're working together, they can't afford it. But because of your support, they can. And if you can support us today, That phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But join us right now, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. Dr. Jill Hubbard is there in California. We're
Hello, right here, guys.
In Dallas.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, everyone. You guys are all together in Dallas, and I'm the lone soldier out here holding down the fort.
I think a lot of people don't realize that so much of what happens at New Life happens right here in Dallas. Our call center is here. And, you know, if you ever are in the Dallas area, you want to come by and say hello to some folks that they're really their whole life is just dedicated and committed to waking up in the morning and trying to help some folks.
They're like the front line.
They really are.
Answering the phones and making a difference in so many people's lives.
Yeah. And so when you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's who you call. I'm going to ask one of our helpers here to put me on the internet here, and then we'll go to your calls. But Jill, I don't have my call screener up. Let's take a call. Let's talk to somebody who wants to talk to us, and you and Terry can select that person for us.
Okay. How about Rachel from Carmel, Indiana, a place that
Rachel.
You know well.
Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
Yeah. Hi. I'm good. Hope you guys are all good.
Yeah.
We are. What's going on with you today?
Well, I have a question.
All right.
My husband and I are going to be divorced on January the 1st, and I would like to know how I would go about eventually having a really good relationship with him, you know, just starting over.
Yeah, okay. Probably a good place to start would be forgiveness. But a lot of times you can't get to forgiveness before you go through the grieving process of what has been lost, what has, you know, maybe has been stolen, feelings like that. Jill, you have a thought on that?
It's interesting, Rachel, that you are asking this question. I don't think very many people ask this question because in light of getting divorced, it's kind of people often see it more as starting over without the person, not with the person. You guys have children together?
Yes, we have two grown children,
okay.
Two grandchildren.
Okay.
We've been married 42 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. It's a long time. And even though you are getting divorced, this person is a part of your life and always will be. So I think it's a really good question. How amenable is he to having a friendship?
Well, our situation is very unusual because we both grew up in a cult. I'm going to try not to cry here, but...
You grew up in a cult? Is that what you said? You grew up in a cult?
Mm.
Oh, wow. All right.
We both grew up in a cult, and I feel like it has just stolen pretty much everything from us.
Wow.
And a lot of my family has become atheists as a result, and I am a Christian, and I need to know the best way that I can be a light to them and still maintain our relationship without turning them off. Mm. Because I've seen a lot of Christians, well, I should say a lot, but I've seen some turn people off even more by the way that they present that, you know, who God is and all that. So I guess I need to know what is a healthy way for me to show that I'm happy and joyful without
Rachel,
turning them away.
Rachel, do you have a new community that you're connected with? Like a church or Bible study?
Yes. I go to Northview Christian Church here in Carmel.
And what are you learning?
I have a lot of Christians.
Okay, so what are you learning about?
Well, the thing with me was we were not raised with a proper view of who God really was. And this is where it's really hard for me not to cry, because I didn't realize how loving and forgiving and God was. I saw him as scary and condemning because the people that I grew up around were condemning and abusive. Not my parents, but just other people. So that's what's helping me the most. I feel a deep, deep connection to God now. And
Well, that's a good thing.
Wanting my family to, you know, come back to God. And
well,
Here's
something that you said. You know, you want them to see you happy and healthy and all of that. And, you know, there's a time where we want to be certainly interested in other folks. And we want the focus to be on their relationship with God and all that. But if that requires us to fake who we are, then that's not a good thing. We want to be authentic.
No.
Because if they see us authentically struggling to find meaning, purpose, to have some kind of good relationship, positive relationship with somebody that's hurt us, they see that struggle, then in a year or so, when some things are starting to come together, that gives such a powerful message versus if they find out, yeah, I was faking it the whole time. And what we need to be is who we are authentically before them and let God handle the rest, Rachel. So I think that, of course, I'm the teaching pastor at Northview, so I love that church. I think there are healing communities there for you to be involved with. And to me, that process of looking at the past to grieve, that is, go through the sadness, the anger, the bitterness, the disappointment, to go through that, to get that out of the way, then you can come to accept this person. You can accept the reality that you have before you. Now you can have a true forgiving heart. And in Christian circles, sometimes we just think we have to jump right to forgiveness and happiness and joy and all of those kinds of things. It's just, it really does produce the exact opposite of what we're looking at. Now, let me send you the Take Your Life Back devotional here, Rachel, and I hope that'll be an inspiration to you every single day, and I'll look forward to seeing you there at Northview. But anybody that is going through a divorce, you know, this is not God's plan, but God has a plan for you. And his plan is restoration, it's healing. And, you know, we'd love for every marriage to get back together. But sometimes it's impossible because you have to have two people who want that and are willing to work toward that. And when you don't, you end up with one person and dealing with the reality that's there. If you're struggling and you don't know what to do because somebody left you, abandoned you, maybe you're the one that caused the divorce. There's healing and there is hope, but you have to call us and let us help you. And you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll give you the help that you need. The book Take Your Life Back, the book Healing is a Choice, those are two great healing books for anybody that's going through a divorce of any kind. Now, before I go to another call, I want you to hear a wonderful testimony. And let's just I'll ask Terry to pull this up. And, you know, you wonder what happens when people get help. I want you to hear from Michael. He went to Every Man's Battle. He received a scholarship, and it absolutely changed his life and the life of his whole family. Listen to this. It's Michael.
My life prior to New Life, I was definitely a fellow dealing with Every Man's Battle, struggles of temptation that led to some very horrific issues that I truly regret. And I felt like a leper. I felt like an outcast, and I didn't know where to turn. And a friend of mine told me about Every Man's Battle offered by New Life. The counselors were just amazing. I thought I was going to go there and really meet some people that were far left of center. I was wrong for even judging them like that. The folks that I met that were in the struggle with me were normal people just like me who had fallen and went astray. The counselors, they had been in the pit themselves, so they were speaking from the inside out, not from the outside in. They understood my struggle completely and entirely. And because I was able to go on scholarship to this place that I'd never heard of, that I didn't understand, it had changed my life and given me new hope that I couldn't get from any other counselor. But New Life really does speak life to you. They get you on the track, they love you, and they personally know you and they care about you. And that's also why I've become a donor, so I'd be able to make a difference in someone else's life, since someone else has made a difference in mine. And I'm not talking about Christ himself. He's truly changed me. But some anonymous person had given. So a fellow like me can make a difference with my family, and with my wife, and with who I am. Mm.
That is so powerful to hear the result of somebody saying, I want to invest in another person's life.
I loved when he said, I had never heard of you.
Yeah.
You'd never heard of New Life. And yet somebody, some anonymous donor who had given to the scholarship fund,
right,
allowed somebody who was lost in a pit regain his family and find hope, and then for him then to turn around and make a difference. It's just, it's amazing what our listeners and our donors do through their giving. They are making a difference in the lives of so many people that they don't even know. They may never, ever meet them in person, mm-hmm, but they are making a huge difference.
Well, you know, in our leadership team, we sit around the table and we talk about, you know, how do we get people to see what happens at New Life, because it's not a starving child in a third world country. It's
right.
Not a well that we're digging. And so we've always struggled with how do we put that in a picture form. And then it hit me the other day, every time that this time of year, we get pictures and Christmas mm-hmm. cards from families who are whole,
that's right,
who are intact, who are smiling
so
and
true.
Happy. And that's because of you. You supported this ministry,
yeah,
and you made that family whole and intact this Christmas, and they're having a happy Christmas because of your giving and your support and the belief that you have in this ministry.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That is what we get to see. And here, I've said this before, the folks, they transform their lives, and they become part of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we mm-hmm. Minister with them. They're on our board. They're doing things at our workshops. They're volunteering. And they're supporting New Life. And if you have never supported us, or you've been to a workshop and you want somebody else to experience what you have experienced, would you help us here at this year end? Because this is the launching into our 30th year of ministry, and we hope and pray that you want to be a part of that, and you'll help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Darren. Killeen, Texas, KBBW is the station there. Hey, Darren, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve, and for the rest of the panel. I'll get to my question really, really quick. I'm just excited to be on, man. This is a great resource. I've been listening to you guys for the last couple of months, and really helpful stuff. My
great.
Question is, my son, he's 15 years old. Obviously, we're Christians. My wife and I are ministers, but we've hit a snag where external influences are really kind of pulling him from his faith. You know, he gave his life to Christ when he was a little younger, but now it's as if church and the message of the gospel is no longer that important. How do we re-engage?
Mm-hmm. Are you the senior pastor at your church?
No, sir. No, sir. Just one of the associate ministers.
Yep. Okay. And what kind of youth program do you have at your church?
Well, to be honest with you, we just got here into Killeen, Texas. So we haven't actually connected with a ministry yet. We're in the military, and we came from Hawaii. So we're still trying to find that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you hear the music there. We'll give you some help right after this, and I'm really glad that you've called us here today on New Life. And so hold on, and we'll get right back to you. Anybody else, if you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. We'll be here for another 1 hour and 40 minutes. This is a great day for New Life because there's truth. It transforms. When it transforms, you end up in redemptive relationship. And those redemptive relationships get better. They can be repaired. Miracles happen. But it all begins with one word, willingness. Willingness to see yourself and willingness to take a bold move. We'll be back right after this.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops, and at night we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Darren, Killeen, Texas, KBBW. Hey, Jill, you've raised one of these 15-year-old guys
I'm
here.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of this.
Yeah. What do you say when a boy maybe starts to figure out his own kind of his own path there, maybe he's questioning, gets caught up in some things?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging age, Darren, as perhaps you're finding. But it's probably complicated a bit by the fact that you have recently moved. Mm-hmm. So all of his peer group that he had in Hawaii, now he's having to, you know, come in as the new person. And it's hard to break in. And so a lot of times you will break in where you are accepted. Even if that is not doing things, you know, that you would normally do. So I think also what's really important is that, Darren, you play a key role right now, because at this age, Boys don't like to be reminded of being little or young, which mothers tend to evoke that because we're nurturers. So he really needs to connect with you. And I think it's really important that you be spending one-on-one time with him and then connecting with his heart. And also trying to use examples that are experience near for him in terms of the challenges he faces. And sometimes you just have to throw things out there, you know, and you know, be aware of what kids are doing and kind of step in and you know, ask him about things. But also try to connect, you know, where his sensitivity is to God. What would God think of his choices? Is God involved in his choices? And how is he reconciling his choices against his relationship with God? You know, at times, you know, to have those conversations, I know, like for me, it's in the car because they're a captive audience. Yeah, and that's when my son likes to talk. And we'll sit in the driveway and he'll go, "No, Mom, let's not go in yet," because then it changes.
Yeah. It's true. And, you know, I would, before I ask Becky for a comment here, I would just say this is where a strong, amazing, wonderful youth group comes into play.
Yes.
And, you know, Solomon's 11, and I may have shared this before, but he said to me of his youth leader that handles his very own little home group there of guys, and they'll be together all through. He said, "Dad, you know, I think that's the only man outside of our family that I've ever loved."
Mm.
Now, that is one powerful influence there. And this guy is such a great guy, and the program is right. So I would say this. Don't go to a church there in Killeen that you think has the best preaching or whatever. Go that has the greatest chance to engage your son in some meaningful stuff that can transform his life. Becky, any thoughts?
Well,
you
and there's
here?
Some parachurch things like Young Life is a great program.
Yeah.
But you know, I wonder, Darren, has he told you about this, or have you caught him in, like, has he been in trouble lately? Is that how this has come up, or like, how do you know that he's testing his faith?
Well, he's not been in any trouble. It's just that you know, the interest level, you know, when we talk, because I try to engage him a lot and just to see where he's thinking. But when I ask him questions about his faith, what do you think about this? You know, you always get the answer like, "Well, I really don't think about it," or "It's not a priority," and those type of answers. Mm-hmm. And so it's not on the list of, it's not high on the list.
Yeah.
So, so the
scripture's there. Yeah.
That's where, sorry to interrupt, that's where I think you have to really invest in what interests him and start there instead of just kind of interrogating him about his faith, because it has to be relevant. And then when you are interested in what interests him, because see, church interests you, God interests you, and he's telling you, "It doesn't interest me right now." Okay, so instead of beating him up with it, which I know you're not doing, but you want to engage in what interests him so that you guys have a strong connection. And in that way, then, you know, you can bring God in. But I do think what Steve said, if there's a youth group that is really cool and they're doing fun things, that can ignite his interest again.
The other thing is, I really believe you're inviting him to invite his friends to do some fun things where he's not going to be embarrassed that you're going to try to beat his friends over the head with the Bible or something like that, where he can feel comfortable. And then you're just taking them to do some fun things that they want to do, but you're there. Then you become, you know, kind of that dad that's there. He's cool and likable. Then you end up with now your son. He may not, if it works, he may not be questioning so much his own faith, but he starts to see the lack of faith of the other kids or the strength of faith as they're playing it out, because you're doing safe things with them at 15. Very, very important age. I'm going to send you Every Young Man's Battle because, you know, here's where you connect on the issue of sexuality, of sexual purity, sexual integrity. If you can talk about that, you can talk about anything. And I'll just say this. You know, guys, when I preach, my target is a 15-year-old kid that he goes home in the car. And I have parents tell me this. It makes my life. I want him to drive home with the parents and go, hey, that wasn't so bad.
Right.
That's what I shoot for when I'm preaching, because I want that 15-year-old to come back to church
right.
when they're 25 and 19. We'll take a break. We'll come right back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the Every Man's Battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with New Life Live. So glad you're with us. We'll be in the studio for another hour and 20 minutes. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. And Darren, I'll send you, and I hope you'll appreciate this, the Every Young Man's Battle. It really is a great book. And I'll tell you, one of the joys is to hear that a dad says to his son, you know what, let's get some guys and let's go over this after school. Not everybody can do that, but it really can be helpful. Now, we've been asking folks to support us, to help us with our $1.5 million goal here. And, you know, when you do that, when you give this tax-deductible gift of any amount, we send you our Christmas ornament. It's the New Life Wooden Christmas Ornament. And when you see it, it's going to remind you, hey, I am a transformer. I'm helping transform lives. Well, people are calling and they're giving, and Kim is right here. I got her computer screen open. Kim, let's thank some people.
Well, I'd just like to thank Willard and Lily from Doylestown, Pennsylvania for $50. And Martin right here in Dallas, thank you so much for your $30. And Anita in Jefferson, Maryland, $2. That goes a long way.
No
kidding.
Thank
you so much. But I'm hearing from our resource center that they're sitting there. They're waiting. They need a call.
Yeah.
So pick up the phone. Give them a call right now. They're waiting to talk to you. They're waiting to help you be able to bring hope and healing to so many people.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that we've had some longtime listeners, first-time callers. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how many of those first-time callers have then begun first-time givers. And maybe many of you in the radio audience have thought, you know, I just love New Life. I love what they do. They've made a huge impact in my life. And maybe you haven't made that call. So I just want to challenge all of you to pick up the phone. It won't take very long, but you will make a huge difference in the lives of so many people.
All you got to do, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I really think you'll love this ornament. And we'll do one next year, and you can add to it. But I just want to be sure you know, when you call and when you give, it goes right to helping somebody get the help that they need. And I have heard it said by folks from the outside that have looked at this ministry, they don't know of a ministry that helps more people so deeply, so amazingly, with so little money. And so your money is going to be spent well. So just call us and say, hey, put this toward Bob or Sue or Becky or whoever needs some help. And that's exactly what we're going to do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hey, you guys, can they go online and give as well?
Absolutely. And some you can also go through to the New Life Ministries app. If you don't have the app, please download it, because you can donate right there from your phone. But you can go to newlife.com as well from your phone, your tablet, your computer.
For some people, right, that works better. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. Okay, let's talk with Joy. Joy is calling us from Anaheim, and we're glad that she is. And let's all continue to pray for folks in the Southern California area, Anaheim, California, folks' homes will be spared from the fires. But hi, how are you doing? What's going on in your life today?
Doing okay, thank you. Yes, very heart-wrenching right now. Our daughter, our middle daughter, was married almost 2 years ago. And from the husband, her dad and I saw very difficult signs, red flags, and concerns, being that she didn't know her husband as well as she thought. They have a almost 5 months old. They moved from California to his hometown. And now I've gotten calls regarding, yes, she's in a church and the priest is trying to help, but he has been verbally abusive and not developed in his empathy, and his coping skills have not been good because of losing his dad when he was like 15. Anyway, there's a lot of complications, and I don't know if he'll be open be honest about what he's lying about and so forth. And she's very much in pain right now, and I wanted to see how we could support her.
Okay. Now, is he, do you know if he's faithful to her? Is there some kind of betrayal involved here?
There is reaching out to old girlfriends. And,
Yeah, that's what we call betrayal.
Yeah, it's on the phone, texting every 2 months kind of a basis, but...
Well, that's what you know of.
Yeah.
So you can...
Right.
Yeah, you can't trust a man that is betraying his wife who has a five-month-old baby there, that he's telling the truth. So is your question how to help her?
Her.
Yeah.
Her, because, well, we've been heartbroken since, you know, they got married a little bit quicker than we wanted, and we wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up. And she's very strong. All her college friends are here, and all her family, and, you know, intact. And, but she did have the baby out here and stayed 5 weeks because of the concerns. But then there were promises for counsel and, you know, learning to love and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna start with you, Jill. What do you think here? I mean, this is
hard to watch your daughter go through this. Have you been able to go out and visit?
Yes, I went out 10 days.
Okay.
And it was when they were living with his mother, but it was really enjoyable, and I tried to support and love, of course. And,
Right. Okay. So, and I'm wondering, and. Her dad, is he involved?
My husband?
Your husband.
Yes, he was married 37 years, but he is shut down a lot because of how in pain he is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, he wanted to punch the guy.
Right. Well, because...
So when he found out the first time of just his words to her, you know, they just couldn't believe because, you know, when he asked for the hand in marriage, he said, tell me about your life with Jesus. And, you know, that's how he started out, whether he would let him marry her, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's more shut down, so he doesn't really call her. He's depressed about that and other things. So Well, you know, and the Lord is strong, but it's just been complicated.
Okay, so Joy, so here is my thought, and I don't know if he's in a place to do this, but that the two of you go out there, and I don't know how much support there is from his mom, but I think you all need to sit down, because certainly, you know, having a baby and moving and all those things are a lot of changes, right? And adding a baby into the mix for him can perhaps increase his stress level. He's no longer maybe the main focus of her attention. But I think to have a family meeting almost, not to blame him, because it sounds like a guy that you don't want to, you know, like make it all his fault, that he might not be receptive to that.
Right.
But to say, you know, we realize you guys are struggling and it's hard, you know, using the excuse of becoming new parents and the changes. And we want to rally around you. And we think for the survival of your marriage, it's imperative that you guys get some help. And here's the resources right. we found here, you know, really kind of come along and get a commitment and show that you guys
aren't. What happens?
Go ahead.
Yes. What happens if the mother enmeshed and when her husband died 16 years ago, worked 12-hour days, and the son learned to play the piano but coped by gaming and alcohol? And the mother's enmeshed, so everything that he says to her, even to this day right now, is, I'm so sorry, your wife isn't better.
Okay, so then she wouldn't be involved in this little intervention.
Well, right, but I think there's a group pressure.
She's a neat lady.
Yeah, a group pressure where if you're all sitting there together, then there can't be this, you know, kind of the dyads that are conversing behind the scenes, right? It's like that's why you need everybody in the room. Let's talk about this so everybody is hearing the same thing.
I have a question. Joy, what has your daughter asked for? From you, from her husband, like what are you hearing from her?
When she came out, she said, you guys, I've made a decision, and a friend and I, we are I'm planning to get on a plane and come out and have my baby out here in California because it's too hard emotionally for me, and I want to have the support. So she did that. In a strong way, and so we supported her, and she stayed 5 weeks. And
did he come out during that time for the?
No, that was like her own secret thing that she was going to do.
Oh, dear.
And then to have him have a wake up.
But he didn't come for the birth of his own baby. He was not there for the birth of his baby.
He did come, but the baby came faster than we thought. So she did get in touch, and they did arrange for him to come. And, of course, she wanted him to be there, but it missed by an hour or something.
Right.
But anyway.
Okay, so I got a couple of things for you when we come back. You hold on. You're listening to New Life Live. It would be great if everybody, you know, would come to Jesus and make good decisions and display character and common sense. But there are so many fractures in the soul, so many wounds that just continue to fester. Who in their right mind would want to be and live like this? We'll be back right now. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Joy, I want to say this. I hear what is happening there with your husband, and I really feel for him. His heart must be broken. He probably loves your daughter a lot. I would just be challenging him that this is the time to step up and to do the things that are it's hard. And I just wonder if he could work through some things to where he would reach out to this boy and say to say this, hey, you know, I see how you guys are struggling, and it's obvious there's just all sorts of problems here. Can I help you in any way? Mm-hmm. It's obvious it's not working too well for you, for her. Is there anything I could do that you would think would be helpful? And just see if he would do it, and see if that would have some kind of impact. It's so different than you know, hitting the guy or wanting to, but just
right.
saying.
No, yeah, of course.
And to say, if he were to say to him, you know, my marriage is pretty good, but I went through a time where I couldn't stand her, and I know how it's what it's like to be a man and married, and you kind of feel trapped and stuff. But if he could connect with them rather than judge him, because I bet there are times that your husband probably didn't like you very much, and you guys had, and if he could get to that level, maybe there would be some kind of connection.
Yeah, but he needs a man to direct him.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to send you How We Love. I want you and your husband to read this together, and it's going to help you see them in a different light. I really do believe that. So you hold on. Anything else you want to add, Jill or Becky, before we say goodbye to Joy here?
I just want to encourage you, Joy, to just really connect with your daughter as well, but not as a team against him. May still make the choice to stay with him. We hear about that all the time, you know, where you can see where there's so much wrong and why would you stay? And she may still make that choice. And now you have a child in the middle of this that is going to have a mom and a dad, whether they're together or apart. So, you know, we want to see healing for them. And of course, I know, Steve, you always say, don't just offer a workshop, but boy, I could see where the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop could make a huge difference in the lives of these people.
Well, if Joy and her husband were able to keep the baby while they went to the weekend and support them, and pay for the weekend, or maybe somebody else, maybe they don't have the resources, but somebody else could say, I want to see this couple get better. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're listening, this is the kind of situation that just blows us away when people end up at our intimacy intensive, our marriage workshop, because we see people that, I mean, this seems hopeless that this guy would turn around, but they do.
Yes.
And so if you find yourself as a man listening to this and you're saying, he kind of sounds like me, we could help you. Or if you're married to someone that kind of sounds like him, we could help you. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm telling you, folks, when you support our ministry, these kinds of marriages that you just heard, they get transformed when right. people will let us help them.
I remember a testimony from an intimacy in marriage where the man at the end of the weekend stands up and he says, I didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah, right.
And he said, she wanted me to be here. I didn't want to be here. And I was dragging my feet, but I am glad I came.
Yeah.
I know that our marriage is going to be better and different because of my willingness to do something I didn't want to do.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. when people come, a lot of times they hate being there. They don't think they need to
yeah.
be there. And then things change because of the other folks feel the same way, or they start to gain some hope and some insight. And if you want to be part of somebody who maybe doesn't even know they need help, coming to something, realizing I can change and I want to change, I can be different and I want to be different, then you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and help us so that other people's lives can be transformed. Now, people are calling. And, you know, Becky, you said, folks, if you've never called, call, and they are. And, Kim, can you share with us some of the results of people calling already?
Yes, we've got one of our dear friends, Cheryl, right here in Dallas. She gave $610.
Wow.
Cheryl has been around New Life for a long time. She is one of those, I am a New Life because of New Life stories.
Mm.
She's been to the Resource Center and met us and talked to us and... So thank you, Cheryl. And Philip and Jennifer down in Fort Worth, Texas, $160. Thank you so much. Melvin and Marguerite in Houston, Texas, gave $25.
Awesome.
Well, I'm kind of going with my Texas
yes,
fans here.
Apparently.
I kind of have a love for them.
But just
but,
think,
you know,
she speaks the language.
That's right. Man's battle is coming to Houston next year.
That's amazing.
So Houston, thank you. But here's the last one I want to share with you. Steve DeSoro, right here in Arlington, Texas, gave $10.
Awesome.
$10.
Now look at that.
It's going to go a long way to bring some
absolutely.
Hope
and you know, here's the thing that has, I think, shocked so many people is that you know your giving transforms people's lives, but it transforms yours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When a person says, I don't have much, but I want to give $10, I want to know that person. I want to know their heart. And when I think of Cheryl, who such a faithful, faithful person, I mean, that is enough right there for us to cover the cost of a person getting the help that they need at one of our workshops. And I know a life will be transformed. Now, look, we are so grateful to be here on the air. And sometimes when you're giving, you're just supporting us being on the air so people who can't afford a workshop or counseling or anything, they get to hear some kind of godly counsel. They get to hear God's truth, and it starts to transform them. Maybe that's what you want to support, is just us being on the air. Maybe you want to support somebody going to a workshop or a counselor. Whatever it is, let us know what it is you're interested in. And all of our gifts, they go into the general fund, and we try to help people the best way possible.
Well, and I want to challenge, Steve, those people who love us, they're listening to us, and they haven't given anything yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said that before, but I want to say it again because there's so many good intentions. And at this time of the year when we're giving gifts, sometimes it's hard to find the perfect gift to express the love that you have for that person. And, you know, we're not asking for a lot. We, you know, we've heard from all ends of the spectrum as far as the amount of money. But you can know that every dollar makes a difference in the lives of somebody that is listening to the show. Or maybe, like this guy that we heard his testimony earlier today, that had never heard of us, and yet his whole family is healed, and they're giving to others as well. So I'm just, you know, I want to challenge those of you who love New Life. Give that gift that we'll keep on giving.
Well, and we love to give gifts at this time of year. I mean, I love to go out and buy presents for my family and friends. But one thing you don't think about when you're giving to New Life is that you are giving to your friends and family. And my family and my friends have noticed a difference in me since I've started working at New Life, because they'll be talking and they'll they'll talk about an issue that they're struggling with, and I'll come back with some answer, and they'll go, how did you know that? Mm-hmm. It's because I've been listening to New Life. I'm around it every day. So when you're listening every day and you're getting that knowledge and you're getting that insight and you're sharing it with someone else, you are giving. So that's give to keep that knowledge.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us. Help us. We love you. See
you. Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.